So I think we got up to the next. Masechet Chala, Perek Rishon, Halacha Dalet. That's the item of the day. Says the Mishnah, Isa Shet Chilata Susganim, Mitzofa Susganim, you made a Belila Raka, the technical term, and the Belila Raka is not considered to be Chayav and Chala because it's not the type of Belila, not the type of mixing, which is Arisot Echem. So over here, you started off initially with a Belila Raka, and you ended up with the type of preparation in heat which maintained that Belila Raka. So in other words, you turned it into a donut by putting it into oil, or you turned it into a bagel by putting it into water. And here, you started and ended with this, definitely, Sturim and Achal. So that's the ultimate Sufganim. It was both prepared as a Sufgan, and it was baked as a Sufgan. Chilata Isa, the Sofa Sufganim. However, suppose you made what passes for donuts in Israel, which are those ridiculously heavy, and it's actually bread that you throw in, that you pretend it's a donut. Right? So it starts off as a normal isa, as a dough, and then sofa sufganim. And then in the end, you went ahead and you boiled it in water, and you made a bagel out of it. And in that case, it wasn't kulo sufganim, or vice versa. Because you started off with chilata sufganim, you start off with a belila raka, you baked it. The sofa isa. You went ahead and put it into an oven, the way you would normally put it into an oven. So there, it is chayevet b'chala, and it has to be mitchila atzof. Mitzvot sufganim are both milatam raka and prepared not in an oven. The way the Mishnah is read, it represents the sheep of the Rebbe in the town. Lala. This is the way it is. It has something to do with your da. Now, this is just a description of what happened to Chachira and what happened to Bissot. However, there are many who argue on the Rebbe in the town. They hold that even if you made a Belila Ava initially, if that was the way you were making Sufganim Mila Chachira, and this was a Belila Ava, in order to go ahead and make it as a deep fried thing, then that's considered to be a Sufganim too. When it says Chilat Isa, it's talking about Chilat Isa Amanat, Lasot Isa as well. You meant to bake bread. And then, okay, you decide I'm not going to make it as bread. Because they hold like this. The truth is that the only time you're going to be Chayev and Chala is if the chiyav of challah was yored to it at the time of making the dough. So it's not really a din in the nature of the dough, which is the practice of the Mishnah. If it's this type of dough, it's chayav, that type of dough, it's pocket. It's a din in lechem. Now, if you're going to make this thing for lechem, at that point, it becomes chayav in challah. You can't pocket from challah by now going ahead and turning it into sufganim. Because it's a din in Arisot Echem, it's a din in a dough. So why would the baking change it? By the time you get to the baking, you should already have taken care of your challah. So does it make sense to say that while I was making it, and I was going to make it into bread, and it's chayav in challah, and I would have taken off my challah, and then I would have decided that I'm going to turn it into sufganim, that then the challah is not going to be challah? Obviously the challah will be challah. So that means there's already a chiyuv of challah on it. So how can I take off the chiyuv of challah by baking it differently? It only means over here, the machshava was not to make bread. So then it's not considered to be arisot echem for bread, even though it looks like arisot echem, it's thick, but it wasn't meant to be bread. So according to them, the Mishnah is not talking about the mechanics of it only. The Mishnah includes what your das was at the time that you were making the actual dough.
For Adam and Lechem?
For
the prime foodstuff that Adam makes in his mashav in his relationship to the land.
Yeah, that's what I said, Arisot Echem. That's the death of Arisot Echem, whatever it would have been. Well, we're going to get the dinner in the
scene.
We'll see what's in the scene. The thing, haknub ka'ot, kayavot, the same thing would be true, but if you had in mind to turn this thing into ground up, I think they make a cereal like that, but they call it grape nut points. So a grape nut point, you first bake it into a bread, and then you grind it up into a cereal. If the das was that you're going to grind it up in the end, that doesn't matter, because the isa and the baking was in the bread. So knut kaot would also be chayav, because that's only a change after you go ahead.
You're making bread.
Well, yes, your mom is set out to make bread crumbs, exactly. Hami isa, beit shamai potrim, u beit hillel. Yeah, this is to make it, turn it back into main kemach. What's it called?
What are you
going to
do with it?
Okay, so anyway, Hami'isa, Beit Shammai Potrin, Beit Hillel Mechayvi. Chalita, Beit Shammai Mechayvim, Beit Hillel Potrin. Now, essentially, Mi'isa and Chalita are the same thing, except that Mi'isa is that you pour hot water into the Isa, into the Kemach, in other words. So you boil it at the same time that you make the Isa. Chalita is you take Kemach and you put it into boiling water.
Only Kemach?
Yeah, Kemach into water. No. The Kemach itself. So over here, it's after the Chalita, then you go ahead and you do the lesion. It's not that you start off with a lush, and then you're collated. Well, we're going to see, the Gemara's going to really split this up and take two completely different people who said this. So the truth is, there's no difference between the Mi'isa and the Chalita. There were two separate, in my mind, as we'll see in the Gemara, between two Talmidim as to what the Machlokes of Beit Shammai, what the Sheet of the Beit Shammai Beit Hillel was. And we took one of each, right? But the question would be whether Chalita has been a Bishul, and in which case once it's a Mevushal, it's not considered to be left. And this, by the way, is the issue with the what do you call those, the bagels? The bagels that are not really boiled, but are first boiled and then baked. And a lot of the bagels the commercial bagels, not what real bagels are. They're fake. Those are fake bagels. Bagels are meant to be boiled.
Only?
Yeah.
So people
pay after them? The commercial bakeries don't really sell bagels.
I didn't know that.
They sell them, like, what they call bagels is apparently an ersatz bagel, but they do a little bit of bagel stuff to it, but then they bake it into bread. That already creates a mishavah. So that lechor, is the case over here. Mm-hmm. We first collate it. You know, it's not the same, really, because it involves a lot of other shadows, but through the parts and so on. But anyway, that's our question, whether Chalita first turns something into a Bishul, and if it's Bishul, then it doesn't help them to go ahead and be open and to say, I'm turning it back into bread. Once it's boiled, it's not bread. If this is boiled, then I can't turn it back into bread. Chalot Zodah, which he came as here, somebody was baking, he was a commercial baker for Chalos Todah, which he came out here, so people are coming to buy from him, so then it depends. Is that great?
Yeah.
go into a special place for so okay. So if a guy was making this for the purpose of his own Korban Torah, so his whole machshava over here was that this was going to be hekdesh, even though he hadn't been madgish yet. Yeah, we put the kavanah lo hekdesh. So over here, since his kavana was to be madgish at the time, he's doing it for himself, and it's up to him. So there he would be pasur. If he doesn't record the shul, so then he's fired because it's not dependent on his God. Like this, you could say, it's my God to be my bishop. You can't say, it's my God that you'll be my bishop.
Someone can buy any mold.
Yeah, so that's why I can't, it's not up to me. First of all, how do I know that anybody, maybe I won't find anybody to buy it, right? So Mimela, I mean, maybe they'll come now and they'll use it for themselves. And then you can't say that it's Kulay Hegdash, and therefore it's not Arifot Echem. It's including Arifot Echem in this case, therefore it's fine. Says the Gemara, Chada Ita, Sha'alat Rebbe Mona, Begin to Anabayim Rebbe Atzavati Atri. Somebody came along and he asked his Shaila. He says, I want to make my Atzavati Atri. Itri is itriot. That's where we get the word from. I want to make my atvati. My atvati means something I crush, my isa. So I'm really interested in making pasta. So my question is, mahu dinatvena? I'd like to know, that means that I'm making a gmila ava, because I have to make a steak in order to get good pasta out of it. Okay? Is that really good? It's a thick dough. Okay. But my idea over here is that I'm trying to make pasta, which means it's not going to be baked. Really, I'm going to be boiling it. Right? So, do I have to give the collar or not, is what I want to know. So, can I make this now, that takes to in a collar? I should be able to give it to, you know, like do whatever what I want with it and not worry about the coins part of it. Oh my law, lama law. I'm missing something? it's only me, Rishon. I don't get it. Why not? So why shouldn't it be proper? Because over here, this sugya is difficult according to Rabbi Natan. And if he's going to the reality of the Isa, not the Das, I mean, here he's saying that. And over here, he's saying, my dot was, I want to make it. As he's saying, this is why I am making it, for that purpose. But he's asking right now, he seems very clear that it's his dot that defines whether it should be considered proper from Kala or not. So he says, well, I don't understand, why shouldn't it be proper if this is what you're doing? Oscar showed loudly, so he went and asked his father, Amalei Oscar. Now, you can't do it without that Melchal. Why? Not the Yitrovim. But because Shemati Malek, let's go to Yitrovim. We can't rely on the status right now to say that something is proper because of what you're going to do. Maybe you won't make pasta out of it. How do we know that you won't change your mind? And since it's possible that if people think that it's defined entirely by the matzav right now, so that therefore it would be proper, we make a gzera. That doesn't mean you're really tired. It means it's also to do this. It's also to be so mad about what it is you're going to do later.
And I
hear
you have a real
dough
that's only
possible. Well, so maybe it'll be nice. Over here we're talking about Anissa. And the little other. Maybe. It may be, but it's not even usable, you mean, for other
people.
Yeah, I think that's right. The chen ha-knupka'ot chayavot. And I also said that something that's going to be mukta to ground it up is going to be chayav, because the time that you made it, it's considered to be bread. Your bishuvim lady, Yama, shalot tumah ho lati lati rabbi tol tate shuram nachalah. The reason the mission needs to say this is because people might think, since the end result of this is that it's going to be ground back into flour, essentially, so that's only the gold eat. And this is only with bread. But over here, you're going to make bread. What you're going to do with the bread that you make has nothing to do with the challah that you're fired now. Amar Abba by Zavda, Isat Mavrin, what do you have? Mavrin? No, so Mavrin is correct. Isat Mavrin, which means Sudat Habra'ah, brought to an Abba. So over there, they had a minig, a beautiful minig. They would make the bread for the Siddur Sabra, and they would grind it back into flour. Yeah, to show that the Siyat HaMeti, it's a cycle. So you make the bread gets ground up again, and you start off with the challah, with the start up with the solar that you started up from. And you're trying to show the Abba, even at the time of the Siddur Sabra, that life is a cycle, and that there will be a Siyat. The A custom is not Kriyat Avitim. The A custom is that everybody ends up becoming an Avel. Midalgel Ba'olam. It's a different idea. Plus, it's the other thing about not talking. So that's from the Gemara. That's not what I mean. Yeah. And the Gemara. Lentils. And something that's round that doesn't have a mouth. So over there, it's chayav and challah. Because again, it's basically the same idea, right? So if you're going to use it for solet, so again, it's shalot tomah, huati lachir l'soltet, it's chayav and challah. That's not a reason to stop something from challah, and that's included in the knud kal. What are we talking about? Rav Amar, Rav Amar isat kuta chayavet v'chala. If you're going to make bread not in an oven, if you're going to make it as the kuta, which is what do they call it? There's a word for it. The sun-baked thing. What's it called? There's some, the Indians sell them. No. There's a word for sun-baked bread.
Sun-baked
bread? Chayev et b'chala. They're chayev and chala, even though you're not, the chayev of the das is not to make bread over here. Why is it I am a Kalam Rabbi Bon? Shamati Malekla. So ta sararalavana. If you decide to make this into a nice wonder bread, certainly that type of dough that they would use, if you decide to bake it, so then at that point, well, it's going to be bread. So it's the same idea that we had before, where his father said, also Shamati Malek. Wherever something can be ultimately made in as bread, we don't rely on what your intent is. We need to announce to people that make these abitin. These abitin are the sukkanim, and they should yeon abdin. They would do best in making it pachot mikashir, because they hold that it's potim rachala. But as we saw, anything that could happen, these were Israeli, so of course they were making horrific comments, right? So they might end up faking it, and they're not really doing the right thing by because we have this gezeira that we just mentioned. How do we know you're not going to end up faking it? So the best thing to do, tell them to make less than a shear. They make less than a shear, so then there won't be any problem. They hold it's pressure. Really it's high because of the gezeira, so they'll make less than a shear. Then they get out of this problem.
So the problem we make on these two kind of notes,
that's the first thing. Sure. Yeah. Like half of other elements that are involved, and most of the lesson for that has not been in the East, it's been in the Tura of Pass, for instance, even if it's exactly the same thing. So the Tura of Omnix.
Make an Easter with these scriptures
into
what doesn't make
it
into
a
class for the
brothers. Oh, we're all things we're going to talk about. Tell me, Rabbi Yishma, Rabbi Yossi, Amar Mishum Aviv, Eizoi Ame Isa. What's the difference between Isa and Chalisa? Mi'isa is noting chami mitoch kemah. Chalita is noting kemah mitoch chami. So isa chai, nechlechah kol tzorchah, vechamai mechaydin. Lo nechlechah kol tzorchah, vechamai tzorin. We think right now, it seems like the Mishnah is saying two different cases. One is mi'isa, and one is chalita. So notice, somehow vechamai is saying mi'isa patir, but Chalita is Messiah. I mean, why don't we just go ahead and make an experiment? So in other words, apparently the question over here is whether something is considered to be well cooked if it's poured onto, or whether it's considered to be well cooked if it's which is an important challenge in a Mekashis Bechal. If the cold falls into the hot, or the hot falls into the cold, that's the question of Qatar Davar, Rivar Davar. That's what it sounds like in the mission, that's the question. Because, I mean, what really is the difference between pouring that into this and this into that? And it seems to be the same thing. So why don't we just take a look and see, look, if Lamaita, it's boiled enough, so then we're going to say that it's But it's potter because you can't turn into leaven. It's already boiled. So people, no, there is misunderstanding. This Mishnah is not one Tana. There's two separate sheets over here. There's no difference between Me'isa and Chalitza. There were two Talmudim that reported one Me'isa, one Chalitza. We put it this way, but they represent opposite sheets in remembering what it was that the Chaman Bechel said. Rabbi Ami, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. I was going bananas with it. I could not understand the Mishnah. I went all the way to Caesarea to speak to Rav Moshe Rabbah because I couldn't figure out what was going on. And he told me exactly what was quoted in his name by Rukhia. You shouldn't have driven yourself crazy. It actually represents an impossible to reconcile thing. It's two separate sheets. The Chachamim mean, the truth is that the Chachamim agree with neither of these sheets. Chachamim mean, lo kidi rezeh, lo kidi rezeh. Hana'afa b'tanur kayam, b'ilfaz u'b'kidera pot. Now they say that everything depends, whether it was Me'isa, whether it was a Chalita, if afterwards you cook it, you bake it in an oven, it's going to be chayav. If you go ahead and you put it into any other type of thing, like an ilfit, it's potter. Which, I mean, okay, the question is, are they arguing a bechamim? Is bechamim and bechil argue no matter what you would do with it afterwards? If a chachamim was saying that they're wrong, then you raise that, then you raise that. That's what it sounds like it's talking about, right? That, and indeed, bechamim and bechil argue. They say it doesn't matter whether after you do this, you put it into an ilfit or you put it into a tanur. And the Chachamim disagree, which we do, we find sometimes. That's what I'm saying, you know, we don't know that it matters.
But if all it matters is define the process.
Define the process, yeah. Where would it, in the case of Chalitza Me'isa, where would there be a case of Chalut Barur where everybody would agree that it's mamish, finished, and it doesn't help to put it into a tanur afterwards, but even the Chachamim would agree? That if you have it in a pot that's on the fire at the time that you're doing the chalita. So over there, it's for sure, that's if it, but pouring something on it, or pouring it into something hot, but it's not on the fire, does not complete the process so that we should say the afia afterwards is meaningless. If you put it into a boiling hot vat which is on the fire, that is the completion of the process. And over there, if the idea over here is, if the end result would be that you still are going to do things to it afterwards, and now you're going to add things to it, mush it up again, and put it into the tanur, so then the tanur is the final process, and you would still consider this to be baked, even if it was mamish cooked before, according to Rabbanan. As long as you do something afterwards, not just you take it out of there and throw it in to the tanur. How about kenach and koli? Over there, you took your koli, which was first it was popped or baked. Now you grind it up.
Okay.
Yeah, you took your puff wheat, you grind it up, and you make it into a kenach. So if it's kenach out of koli, and now you're cooking, you're baking kenach made out of koli, you turn it into a batzeik. Is it like it was already cooked because it was already koli? Or is kemach made of koli kemach? Well, you want chai of the challah. Because the Rioch B'Shem Rav Yochanan, of course, this is talking about bohu she'afiyan. In other words, it's a manashah. If you want to eat a cereal, so to speak, that you took your puffed wheat and you mushed it up, and now you're going to say, well, I turned it into an Easter, now I'll eat the Easter, because why bother baking it? It was already anyway puffed wheat, it's already cooked. Then you're potter. But if your intent is to create a dough, which is not going to be baked into a bread, that's the only time that you're hiding. So if your intent was over here to bake it, who's up? Yeah. Chalot Todah, the next thing, the final thing in the Mishnah. Chalot Todah, which is the same idea. Why are some not small patrol? The Chiv Reishit Arisa Techem. Next thing, your Arisa. Arisa Techem, the Lord shall have Reish. Why when Kar Beshur are you Chayal? Because lo b'dat ha'adamah t'lui, b'dat ha'lakuchot adamah t'lui. Shem lo yitzavet t'lui l'kuchot. What happens if in the end, Lamarck, you don't find somebody who's going to buy it for Moses? You don't have to have this yet. So the end result is going to be it's normal bread. So how can you, on the basis of maybe someone will be Makdisha, that's not probably the dot car, how can you be talking from Chalas? But again, as you see, the whole Shita, including Moses, seems to be taking it for granted that the dot is what's Kodea at the time of the Arisa. Not like Rabbi Natan, right? Everybody assumes that the Mishnah really didn't mean the mechanics of it, and also assuming that Gedalus was a Chachima to make it into Lacha.
Well, what did you think?
I don't think that's something to refer to. Next time we do it more of a union. Wait a minute. What? What? Yeah. Continues the next mission of long after. Nachtom she'asar se'or mechalek hayav b'chalak. A guy goes here, a professional baker, and he, instead of going to bake, what he does is he allows the dough to turn sour in order to become a sourdough. And then he goes and he sells the sourdough, and over there. Bakara, we're talking about something that is not being baked into bread. It shouldn't be higher than challah at all. No, it is now, but his intent is he's going to basically be selling it. Yeah, so the women will come around and they'll buy it. Right? So normally we would say, again, if we knew that to be the case, that's what's going to happen, it would be perfect. But here we have the same problem. This is basically a continuation from the Mishnah before. So what if he doesn't find people that want to buy this? Right? So he's gonna bake it. He's not gonna sit there and it's like this. He's gonna wait. People come in. He'll add sourdough. Well, okay, fine. But he'll see if he's not able to find the people for it. He's gonna sell it. He's gonna bake it. So if that's the case, he's like the person who's baking the Ricky Kenosha. And therefore, again, because it's the same Gezeira, will be Machayev and Machala. Minashim. On the other hand, sometimes the women bring in their dough and they give it to the nachton. So a lot of women got together over here and they made an isa. Nonetheless, if one particular woman's dough was not sufficient to be a chayim and chala, they would all be potter from chala. Isat haklavim is mancharoim ochlim yimena chayevet v'chala. So here we get into, I think, Zavet had raised the issue before. If we're baking things not for, not right. Alright, so we'll see. Tomorrow we'll talk about why you're chayim v'chala. Uma'arba, you can use it for erevin, to make an erev chaseres. Mishtatimba, for mobley. Umeborchen aleha, it's considered to be a motzi lach menorah. Zamin aleha, when as is the yom tov, after all, the rolling is going to eat it, then it's considered to be lachem, rotochechem, you can bake it on yom tov, which you wouldn't be able to do for an animal. Yotseba, adam yodechavos, the pesach, and it's even considered to be kosher for mat. We may not really know if you're a menor, ain't a chavis bachala, ain't marvabai, ain't shakbai, ain't mevorkin aleha, ain't mizamin aleha, ain't as is the yom tov, ain't adam yotseba yodechavos, the pesach. Benkach, well, Benkach was primed from the Oakland, because since it's theoretically Roy for Achila Saddam, it's considered to be Achila. Well, yeah, because that's what it's, yeah. But that, yeah, we'll talk about why it's considered to be, it's a human food. Says human. What? It's getting worse and worse. Okay. Should we keep going, or should we just maybe just wait and then short it out tomorrow? I don't want to cheat everybody here.
And we're very short out tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. We'll make it up.